Psalm 141. Please read Psalm 141. It has 10 verses. The psalmist cries out to the Lord to give him the desire for personal holiness. He asks that his praise rise up before the Lord like incense at the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice was a sweet aroma to the Lord, the sanctifying of the soul to the Lord after the business of the day. We come to God requesting forgiveness and renewed holiness as we progress into the twilight of the day. Our whole life is a sacrifice of praise, but the continuing holiness we seek is precious to the Lord, especially in the mature years of our spiritual life. The psalmist asks that a watch be put over his lips, that he is not drawn into the evil practices of this fallen world all around. He does not want to be taken in by the pleasures of this life and disappoint his God. We must seek purity of speaking and to control our words and thoughts so that we are more holy as our Saviour is holy. If we control our words, then our deeds will follow. We invite the rebuke of the godly, who will encourage us and lead us into all truth. We do not entertain pride and self-aggrandizement, but humble ourselves before the teaching of the Word of God. The wicked will be cast down, for they pursue the godly, who are living like dead people, bones not even buried at the mouth of the grave. But God will care for his people and protect them in their distresses, for they seek his holy ways and to be obedient. Rulers of this world will be cast down and show the wisdom of the word of God spoken by his people. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, because from him alone comes life everlasting. Only the Lord can deliver from the traps of the enemy, people or Satan, and protect the holy life of his people. The enemy will be entrapped in their own schemes, while those who seek the Lord pass through life under the safety of God's protection.